Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Merv Connors. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Eddie Silber. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Kafko. Batting third. The right fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nick Lipscomb. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tom Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball towards left. Kafko settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kafko. Walker moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bell scoops it up and throws to first, with Knott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Kafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allen. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Connors goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Heath fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Silber, who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Sewell scores. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb hits a line drive towards first. Bonura catches it and steps on first to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kafko, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen throws the ball into Carey, who tags Radcliffe trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Walker scores. One out. It's 4-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Silber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Silber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allen. Connors reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lipscomb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Connors moves to third. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Kafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Connors scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Silber is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Kafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Kafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Allen reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Bell reaches second base with a double. Allen scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Connors hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb is 0-for-1 in the game. Lipscomb hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hayes is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Silber strikes out. 1 out. Tom Kafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Kafko bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Boesberger pinch runs for Zeke Bonura. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Connors strikes out. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes now playing first base. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb is 0 for 2 in the game. Lipscomb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Vosmak now playing left field. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kennedy strikes out. 1 out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns won. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Benny Huffman pinch hits for Jack Knott. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is hit by the pitch. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Silber strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Strickland now pitching. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Walker scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Connors strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Silber. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. Dykes goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-1, White Sox. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lipscomb misplays the ball. That's an error on Lipscomb. Sewell scores. Kennedy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-1, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.